So Dorset Coast Radio, we're down at the launch of this year's Seafood and Sounds Festival, taking place on the 12th and 13th of September. I'm now joined by Nikki, who's from Custom House Bistro. Nikki, hello.
Hello, nice to be here.
And you, and Nikki, your role within the event, quite a crucial role actually, because you support, spearhead, nurture, oversee the volunteers. So how important is that?
Gosh, our volunteers are one of the most important elements of our event. We couldn't put this event on without the invaluable help of our volunteers. We have quite a large team. Quite a few of them have been with us since the beginning of Seafood and Sound, so this will be their fourth year. So that must show that they actually quite enjoy it. But every year we have new volunteers come on board as well. We are always looking for additional volunteers, so a bit of a shout out there. Anybody who's interested, it's a great event. It's a lot of fun being with people, being part of the community, helping people. There are things to do from the morning to help us set up. There are things to do during the day, providing information, maps, programs, all sorts of things. So it's quite a rewarding thing to do.
And people, you get so much out of volunteering for an event. And I think having volunteers with you for 4 years, absolutely, really does say something. And I believe there's a parade on the Saturday. Are you still looking for volunteers to help with the marshalling for that event? Because I think I picked up something quite recently that you were, but I just thought, let's give it another shout out. Are we still looking for those volunteers?
Absolutely, yes. That's also a major part, because the parade involves a lot of people. So, and it leaves from the Slug and Lettuce, comes down the Lower High Street, around in front of the Custom House, back through Sarum Street, and then finishes outside of Oriel's on the quay. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of people involved. There is quite a long parade, and so absolutely, to have people on board to help us marshal that, keep people safe and make sure they're enjoying themselves, yes, that would be very helpful.
So if you've got a bit of spare time on your hands and you want to get involved with the Seafood and Sounds Festival, it's the 12th and 13th of September. Just go online and search for Seafood and Sounds, and there'll be information, I'm sure, on there about volunteering. Nikki, thank you so much for your time, and we'll definitely see you on the 12th and 13th of September.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
Thank you.